The following shiur has been presented by
Rav David Yaslovsky,
Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For halachic wills and estates, or other inyana Yerusha, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Nedorim daf ayin dalet.
The Oruch Haner on the Gemara needed from Bavel Habez brings a Piskei Tashbatz that says a Gevaldike Chiddush, and we get to see in our Sugi if this Chiddush holds Lalocha. He says on the Gemara, says the Halocha is Yisoy Mektane Pailo Meifan Doreo. That means even though her Nisuin are only considered Nisuin the Rabbanon, because Midaraisa a Ketana can only be married Ayadei her father. So if she was married Ayadei her mother, her brother, the Nisuin is Nisuin the Rabbanon. And she can possibly have Nidorim, which are Midaraisa Dik Nidorim. So the Gemara asks, how could the Baal be made for such a Nidorim? So if the Gemara, it's not a problem. Kedra Pinchas, that kol anederes al das baili anederes. That means that it's possible that even though the Torah does not acknowledge this as a marriage b'chal, so his kinyan or lack thereof doesn't give him the right to be made for nedarim. But still, because she relates to him as a husband, so when she makes a neder, which is a neder of inu nefesh or beinu lebeino, she herself makes it subjective to his approval. She himself makes the neder only for as long as the Baal is not going to disagree with the neder. So Zokter Tashbatz, that's okay if she makes a neder b'stam, but if she specifically states that she is making this neder even if he don't want it, even if the husband does not want it, I am not being neder al daitei, then Zokter Tashbatz, then he can't be made for. To say that there's a big difference. By a nisuin der reise, we find that there is no such thing, there is no exceptions to the rule that a baal can be made for nedarim. Any nedarim that a lady makes, she can make a neder al das rabim, she can make a neder mit anezichas shimshon. There's no way. There's no way she can make a neder and make it in such a way that her husband won't have the right to be mefer. Says the Gemara in Gittin, says that an Isha wants to come to be Tevera Ksuba in Bezdin. So what they would do is they would make her make a neder to Aser all the Peiras of the world. If she was Nehenesi Miksubasi, if she took something from the Ksuba. But took the Gemara, that's all good before she's married. But if she's married, then she can't make a neder, because her husband will be made for her. So let's say an Eitzeh, let's tell her to make a neder, and say specifically, I don't want the Baal to be made for. That's not going to work. There's no such way. Because even though the Gemara in Gittin, that Pei Gimel, says that all Nedarim, the way it works as far as Nedarim, is called Nedaris, or that's Bailey Nedaris. Because the Gemara asks, how Hechem Etzinu, Shezeh Oyser, Vezeh Matter? One person says, could have the right to make an Isser, and somebody else has a right to be Matter? Is such a thing? So the Gemara, no. The way it works is because when she makes the neder, she's only making a neder because the husband will approve of it. And if he won't approve of it, She's not making the neder in the first place. So therefore it's considered that the Baal himself is an oiser. So there are two ways that the Rishonim try to explain this thing. Why take? Can't you come and say, I'm not being neder al daitai? So either you say, like the Ritva says, that it's an umden daita that there's no such thing as any lady that's not being noida al daita. Or you say, other Rishonim say, that that's the Gzeiras HaKosov. The Gzeiras HaKosov was said because most of the time it's like this. Most of the time the Isha is being noider al das baila. So therefore, we say that even if it's in a case specifically not like this, it's still a gzeiras hakosov. But now, in this mahalach, we could understand what the Teshbatz is saying. That the gzeiras hakosov was only said when you have a derisa de kinesuin. But when it's only a nesuin de chabonon, so then, and a chanami, if she says specifically, I am not being noider al daite, then he can't be made for it. According to this, we should have a little problem that any isha should be able to mafkir herself from her husband. How? She could say, Tmei ani lecho unetul ani menehudim. What do I mean? Because the Mishnah, Naftaliko Abbeis, says, that Parishoyna yo'oimrim, Sholosh noshim yoitzis v'noitlis ksube, hoi meres tmei ani lecho, ashomayim beini lebeinecho, unetul ani menehudim. That it was the halacha that somebody, the isha, said, Tmei ani lecho. She was an Eshes Koyen, and she's Nensa, and now she's also her husband. We would believe her, and we would say, Taka, she's also her husband, and now he has to megarish her and give her a ksuba. If she said the Tula Anim and Yehudim, she made a neder that she's also to all Yidin, but not as Tashmish, we would say it must be that she has a hard time at Tashmish, and he should megarish her and give her a ksuba. Chozru Loimar, they understood that what's going to happen over here is that an isha could go and be mekalkel herself al baila. So we said, no, she shouldn't be Nemon. So therefore they said, Oimeres Tmei Ani Lecho Tovi Raila Dvoreo. She should go bring a Raila Dvoreo. Oimeres Letul Anim El Yehudim, if she said, I have a nether, that I won't be having no astashmish from any Eden, he said the husband should be mefer lechelkoi utehin etula b'nei Yehudim. Rekta Ran, why should we say like this? How could it be that according to the Mishnah Rishoyna she is osur, and Mishnah Choyne could come and say it's mutter? What happened to the Isser? Zog the Ran, it's not a kasha. The Ran says it's not a kasha because they said they called Mekadesh Hadayt the Rabbanu Mekadesh, because the Chacham decided that we don't want it to be Maimon the Isha generally when she says Tmei Ani Lecho. So he said that any isha who says Tmei Ani Lecho, the Rabbanu will mafkia her kedushin, and lemafreya it's considered like she was not married. Frekt Rabbi Kiva Eger, according to this, she still have an etzah. Let her say Tmei Ani Lecho. Unetul Ani Menehudim. She could say Tmei Ani Lecho. And then what are you going to say? That she could stay married and we won't believe her because she was never considered married, lemafreya? So she was never married. So let him make a neder, the two Anim and Yehudim. And if they were never married, so the husband can't be mefer. So Zok Tabal Achroinim, the answer to Rabbi Akiva's kasha is that even though we were mafkia the kedushin, but still we left the rabbanan the kedushin. Still we said that they're considered married the rabbanan, and the Gemara says that if you marry the rabbanan, then she's nederes al daitoi, and therefore he could still be made for the nedarim. But according to this Tashbat Salocha, that's all good if she wants to be made neder al daitoi. But here, where she wants out, she still has a simple etzah. She could say netu anim and Yehudim, and he shouldn't be able to be made for it. And I'm saying netu anim and Yehudim not al daitoi, which is what she would naturally be doing if she wants out.
I think that from the Ran, the Maisa in our sugya, the Mashmois is that he did not have the Tashbat Saloch was the Ran, but he's saying that Dafka a Baal could be Mefer, but when somebody is Noider Hadas Chaveroi, he would not have the same Halocha. The Ran says that this time Noider Saldaite is just a Siba, a time of the Kura, why the Torah said that the Baal is Zoiche in a forest in Dorm, because Altas Baile Nederes. And he says, therefore, Kol Shi Nederes Altaito Chai Lahach Gzeres HaKosov, Tom Rachmona, because she has such a relationship with him that she's Neder Altaito, therefore, the Gzeres HaKosov was Chal on such a person. And it seems like for the Ran, he's coming to include with this also the Nisu and the Rabbanon, that not just the terrorist had a chiddush, that's why an Isha who's married with a typical Nisuin, but any Nisuin, which is a situation of Neder Asal Taitoi, there is also the Gzeres HaKosov of Afaras Nedorim. From Tosfos and Nida, also, it's mavur that they didn't have the whole halacha of the Tashbats. Because Tosfos and Nida on the Gemara, when the Gemara introduced Rav Pinchas, Tosfos asked, Tema, why do you have to say in the Torah b'chlal parash of the Dorm that the Baal is mefer? Even if he's not a wife, he can be mefer because Mistamal, that's Baili Nederes. Taisa says, there are different answers. Yishleimer, maybe the whole Chiddush HaTorah is just coming to say that he could be Mekim. Taisa in the second Torah says, if I care for Maran, that maybe the whole Kol HaNederes is a product of the fact that the Torah said Afaras Adorim. But really, Taisa should have said simple. The answer to Tosfos' question, what was the Schadish in the Parsha of Afara, is the Halach of the Tashbats. Well, the Torah said a Parsha of Afara is the Dorm to tell you that even if she's not doing the typical thing of being Noider Aldas, her husband, still the Torah was Mizakar husband that she is being Noider Aldaite even if she doesn't like it. That is a specific Chiddush. Really, if you look at the Teisa Rosh and Nida, Teisa Rosh does say this as a Teretz of Teisa Kashi. He doesn't say clearly that by Nisun and Rabbanan we're not like this, but he does say that that was Nischadish in the Parsha of Aforas Nedorim, that even if she's not Neider Al Daitoi, there should also be a Din Afari. The Rambam never brings the halacha that he said b'ktana the husband can be made for the nedarim. So I saw that the Aruch Lener and others they want to say that's because the Gemara Nida is dafka according to Rabbi Elazar. We had by us the Mishnayos of Higiyas Man v'Lidnisu, the Omer Bedinu Borach. Rabbi Elazar holds that once
the husband was neschayev im zoynes, he could be mefer. The next Mishnah again, by Shomer Yavam, the Mishnah says that if there was maimer, and again Amar b'dinu barach, maybe he could be mefer b'shut to say the av according to Rabbi Lezer. And this is all Shitas Rabbi Lezer that holds that kol neideres al das bailu neideres is enough to be mefer even if there's no nisuin. But everybody else, the Rambam holds, is chaylik on Rabbi Lezer, and that's why in the Rambam and also in the Shulchan Aruch you won't find the halacha of nisuin the rabbanon, the husband being mefer. Now, this way itself is the deity Tamua B'Yosef to say like this, because the halacha is also a b'raise in the Gemara and Yevamis. Tavkuf Chesam and Alav brings a machlokes Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Lezer holds Ein Maase Ketanah Klum, and Rabbi Yeshua is chaylik. He holds that until the Miyun, at least Maase Ketanah Klum, that we say that a ketanah, if some ketanah is married, has a nisuin derabbanan, and the Gemara's lashon is Baila Zakai b'mitzioso u'b'maisiyadeo u'b'afaras nedareo u'mitamelo klol yishol dover harei ki ishtu lechol dover elo shuyetz b'miyun. So you see in the Bryce of Tafka, interesting thing that it sounds like also Poshut Baila Zakai b'afaras nedareo, that he has a schus b'afaras nedarm. That means even if she doesn't want it, still, he has this chusva for us to term, as long as she's not memayin. But what we see here also is that it's Rabbi Yeshua, the Bar Plugta of Rabbi Lezer, is the one that says that there is a forest to term by Yenisu and Rabbanan. So you could say that maybe in the Rambam that Rabbi Kiva of the mission of Shemir HaSyavim is chaylik on the both, and he holds that when there's no as long as there's no chiv skila k'nai merasa, then you'll say that there is in Noah Forest in Dorim. But l'maisa, the simple Gemara is that's just a reason to say that you don't have Rabbi Lezer's kavachomer, and you don't say that you could be that by Shemir HaSyavim he can't be made for b'shut v'seh da'av. But avada, when there's in the suin the rabbanon, avada, you could have said that everybody's moide, that you'd say kol nederes al das bailu nederes. And the only machlokes of Rabbi Lezer and everybody else is not if nederes al daite without the suin is enough of a reason for afaras nedarim. The machlokes is if there relationship is just mezoinus, is that enough to create a kol nederes al das bailu nederes? But avada, when the relationship is a full nesuin, even if that relationship is only to rabbanon, of course you would say that she's nederes al taitei, and halacha should be that bailu zakai b'afaras nedareo, he has a whole schus to be made for an nedar.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.